This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.
I'm Steve Scherr. Quote, if in decades ahead we are as white as we are today, we will have failed as a university, end quote. That's from Western Washington University President Bruce Shepard. He made those comments in a convocation speech. And if Shepard's words sound provocative to you, that's exactly what he was going for. And he's got the comments to prove it.
People have called him a racist. Others say he's basing Western success on the color of people's skin. So why did President Shepard go out on a limb? I called him this morning to ask. Bruce told me his comments were meant to do more than just cause a stir.
This is a national issue, and we can't let those who want to create a firestorm distract our attention from what is fundamentally important to our future success as a state and a nation.
On the university's website, you pose this question, how do we make sure that in future years we are not as white as we are today? What do you mean by that?
I'm really trying to raise an issue for consideration at Western, but it's one that's facing all of American higher education. Countries are running scared because of what is really a demographic collapse in a lot of Europe, in a lot of Asia. They don't have the young people they need to fill the jobs as the baby boom is retiring. In this country, we have an enormous advantage. It's illustrated by the state of Washington, but you see it wherever you look. High school graduation rates are flat, but increasing percentages of those high school graduates are coming from families where parents have not gone to college, lower socioeconomic status, ethnically, racially more diverse. That in a global economy is going to be our salvation if we have the wisdom to seize it.
You wrote, quote, in the decades ahead, we, meaning Western Washington University, if you're as white as we are today, will be relentlessly driven toward mediocrity or become a sad shadow of our current self. And conservative commentators have construed your remarks to mean that Western Washington's success is based not on its curriculum, but on the color of its student body and its faculty. Is that what you meant?
No, I would encourage people to read the full blog. That's an aggressively stated and purposive misunderstanding of what was actually said, which is if we don't reach into the audiences traditionally not well served by American higher education, we get smaller. That means less opportunity to provide the graduates our state needs, that the nation needs. It means fewer faculty, fewer programs. That's how we are driven towards mediocrity.
How diverse is Western Washington today?
We're about 23% students of diverse backgrounds. That's about 7% behind what the high school graduation rates would show.
When you talked about maintaining that percentage as driving the university towards mediocrity, what exactly do you mean by that?
There is the sense which I just developed, which is by with the state cutbacks, we've become heavily involved, heavily dependent upon tuition, and so without students, that has great impact on all of our budgets here and around the country. But it is also the fact that as we prepare young people for the world out there to be successful, they need to have the kind of experiences in their classrooms, their laboratories, and on our campuses that they'll be facing in the real world. And that's how it's good research establishes this. A more diverse student body enhances the quality of everybody's education.
You've been speaking out about this for some time. Have you had any luck since you identified this as a problem in increasing the diversity at Western Washington?
We have. It's each year our incoming class has been more diverse than the class that preceded it. Something I'm very proud of is that we have very good graduation rates for our students of color as well. But we need to kick up the pace, and that's one reason why I made the statements I have been making, is that there is an urgency here that we as an institution face, and really that our country faces. That when I go to meetings of my colleagues around the country, we all are talking about these same issues and how we get them addressed.
Back in 1999, voters here passed an initiative banning affirmative action in Washington State, and that's been the law here ever since. Has that had an adverse impact on your desire to increase diversity at Western Washington?
No, I don't really believe in using race as a criterion in admissions. That law makes sense to me, and we're entirely complying with it. It's more about the first step here, Ross, is to address aspirations. The truth is, if parents have not gone to college, college is often not seen as either a possible or a desirable result. And so we work very hard at that, and we have great programs, national leaders in reaching into all of the Title I schools in our area to raise aspirations of folks who come from those particular backgrounds.
Beyond identifying this as a problem, what are you doing as university president going forward in order to increase diversity at Western Washington?
What I have done first is to state the problem, and I really believe, Ross, that the role of a leader is to ask questions that take us out of our comfort zones, and we have an extremely talented 2,100 faculty, staff, 15,000 students, 100,000 alumni, who are now working on the answers, and we will be developing those as to what we should be doing going forward. And we are also working on addressing how people feel here at the campus in terms of campus climate. We have done surveys of campus climate and find we're just about like any other university. We do have our problems, and we don't want to be like any other university. We want to be leading there, and so we're taking steps in that regard.
Western Washington University President Bruce Shepard explaining why he said Western Washington University will fail if the institution remains as white as it is today. This is The Record on KUOW Seattle.